بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر ما حج المسلمون بيت الله الحرام يقولون لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الله أكبر الله أكبر ما طافوا وسعوا وشربوا من ماء زمزم المطهر الله أكبر ما وقفوا على جبل عرفات الله أكبر ما غفر الله لهم السيئات الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر for all of those Muslims who have went and made and completed their Hajj this year. الله أكبر for all of the Muslims who have ran between الصفا والمروة. الله أكبر for all the Muslims who have circled around the Kaaba. الله أكبر for all the Muslims who have drank from the pure water of Zamzam. Allahu Akbar for all the Muslims who have stood on the Mount of Arafat and asked Allah for His forgiveness. Allahu Akbar for all the Muslims whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed mercy upon them and forgave them. Ayyuhal mu'minun, marhaban bikum fi hadha al-yawm al-mubarak. Marhaban bikum fi yawm al-eid. O ye who believe, I wish to greet you in this blessed and joyous day of Eid. And I wish to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send and shower us with His mercy and His blessings and His forgiveness. And to bring back our brothers and our sisters who have went to complete the Hajj with an increasement of Iman and an increasement of Taqwa and an increasement of health and wealth. Allahumma ameen. Ya ibad Allah, yaqulu al-haq subhanahu wa ta'ala, ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, He tells us in His glorious book in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 120, a verse that will remain eternal and will remain true until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us almost an advice by warning us of whom our enemies are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَا النَّصَارَى. Never, never will the Jews and the Christians be satisfied or content or pleased with you until you follow them and their religion. هذا قول الله. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not just stop there, but He orders us to do something. قل, say to them, قل, إن هدى الله هو الهدى. Verily we will not follow you. Allah is telling us, say to them, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance to be followed. And this is what I wish to speak to you today about in short words. I wish to speak to you today about how they are trying to influence us. How the disbelievers are trying to take us from our religion. And if they do not succeed in taking us wholly out of Al-Islam, by trying to extinguish some of the light of Al-Islam. And to make you understand this clearer, I am going to give you an example of a verse from the Quran, and then I will give you an example of what they say. The words of Allah and the words of the shaitan. This is what I wish to explain to you today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the glorious Quran, defining our sole purpose of existence. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have only created jinns and humans for them to worship me. Our whole existence on this earth is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we are praying or whether we are at work, whether we are fasting or whether we are at school, our existence is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَاذَا يَقُولُ الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَالْكَافِرُونَ What do the mushrikeen and the kuffar say? When they hear us recite such a verse, they try to answer us and say, Verily we as humans were only created to follow our ambition, and to follow our lust, and to acquire as much wealth, and as much women, and as much children as we can. هَذَا قَوْلُهُمْ This is what they say. Allah said we were only created to worship Him. They say we were only created to worship lust and ambition and wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 9. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا Allah tells us, verily this Qur'an that you have been given, the words of Allah that you have been given, guide you. It guides you to that which is most just and right. It guides you to that which is most just and right. And it orders, and it gives glad tidings to the believers who work righteous deeds that they will have a great reward. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what are the words of the mushrikun and the kuffar? What they answer us by when we recite such a verse, they say, Verily this Qur'an that you have been given does nothing but misguide you and put hardship on you. It orders you to fast, and it orders you to make salah 5 times a day, and it orders you to give zakah and to make hajj, and to stay away from eating the pig and from drinking alcohol. This is a hardship on you. And it tells your women to cover themselves with the covering of the honorable, with an hijab, with the hijab of iddah, with the hijab of honor. Your Qur'an is trying to oppress you and put hardship on you. هَذَا قَوْلُهُمْ This is their saying. Allah tells us this Qur'an guides us to that which is most just and right. They tell us that this Qur'an misguides us and puts hardship upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another verse in the Qur'an, ordering the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to order the ummah, to order the Muslim nation with an order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and all of the believing women, وَنِسَاءُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and all of the believing women to draw their cloaks over their bodies, to cover their bodies with the cover of the honorable, with the covering of taqwa, of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To not display the beauty to those who are not permitted to see it. The reason for Allah ordering this, He tells us later on in the verse, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ This is better for them, for they will then be known as being honorable people, and nobody will annoy them or harm them. And Allah is ever forgiving and most merciful. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordering the women of al-Islam to cover themselves with honor, with al-hijab, with beauty. Now what do the people call them to? They say, O women of al-Islam, This hijab that you are wearing does nothing but oppress you. This hijab you are wearing is a way of men putting tyranny upon you. They try to influence our Muslim sisters by telling them, take this hijab off. And let every strange man look upon your body. And let every strange man stare upon your body so he can plan on how to attack you. This is their saying. Allah tells the women to cover, they tell the women to wear a bikini. They tell the women to show their arms and their legs and their chests and their hair. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, a beautiful verse describing the reward that is set in store for us, where He tells us in Surah Ar-Ra'd, He tells us in Surah Ar-Ra'd, He says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ وَظِلُّهَا تِلْكَ عُقْبَى الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَعُقْبَى الْكَافِرِينَ النَّارُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, verily the description of the paradise that is promised to those who fear Allah, promised to those who fear Allah, has rivers flowing from underneath it. And its food is eternal and never spoiled. Its food is eternal and never spoiled. And so is its shade. This is the reward that is promised for those who fear Allah and worship Him. And the destination of those who disbelieve is the fire. هَذَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now when we come to try to listen to what the mushrikeen say, all we hear is silence. We cannot hear them answering this verse. لِمَاذَا. What is the reason for this? Because they have never thought of the akhirah. They have never thought of what comes after death. They have never thought of a day when Allah will judge them and bring forth their evil deeds and bring forth their good deeds. They only thought of acquiring wealth and acquiring children and acquiring money and following their lusts and ambition, living day by day. Not living a day in order that when you come to the day of judgment, you will see that you lived a good day. This is the difference between us and them. وَلَكِنْ لِلْأَسَفْ. But tragically there have been Muslims. There have been people who say, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله, who have reached out and grasped and took some of the customs of the disbelievers. For then we see the Muslim. We see the Muslim who may be named Abdullah or Muhammad. And he will decide upon his own whims and hawa. He will decide that I do not wish to pray. Salah is not written for me. And he might be named Abdullah, the slave of Allah. And he will decide I do not need to pray. And then there are other Muslims who you will see on the days of Jumu'ah, and this is the only time they pray in the week. And then there are other Muslims who you only see in Ramadan, and this is the only time they pray during the year. And then there are other Muslims whom you only see on the days of Eid, and these are the only times of the year they pray. And then there are also Muslims who when they come to the masjid, they only come once in their life. لا من أجل أن يصلوا ولكن من أجل أن يصلى عليهم. Not in order for them to pray, but in order for somebody to pray Salatul Janazah upon them. من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة. والحديث رواه الإمام مسلم وغيره. In the authentic hadith, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what is between a man being a mushrik, taking partners with Allah and being a kafir? What is the difference between, what is in between a Muslim and somebody who is a kafir and a mushrik, is if he abandons his salah. Once you leave your salah, you have become part of them. You have become from the people who do not wish to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy that He has bestowed upon you. For the clothing you wear, for the shelter you live in, for the safety you feel, for the wife you may have, or the children that you may have, or the wealth or the job that you may have. Instead of thanking Allah, you decide not to pray. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْعَهْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي وقال حسن صحيح. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in an authentic hadith said, the barrier or the partition between us who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and them who say there is no God or who say that Jesus is God, the difference between us and them is salah, is prayer. So whoever abandons, so whoever does not establish, so whoever leaves off his prayer, what do you think would be the answer? Whoever does not pray, he has become from them. He has committed kufr, faqad kafar. He has committed kufr. He has led himself to disbelief. And this hadith is authentic and it's narrated by Imam Ahmad and At-Tirmidhi. And then we also see other Muslims who have decided for themselves that there is no fasting and there is no zakah. The shaitan will come to them and say, this fasting you are doing, it is only making you hungry and thirsty and making you tired. Who is going to know if you eat while people aren't looking at you? And then the shaitan may come to another person and tell him, the zakah that you are giving, it is too much. They ask for me 2.5%. This is way too much for you. How about you pay 1%? How about you pay 0.5%? How about you don't pay at all? For you may have bills that are coming in the next year. This is what the shaitan will try to lead the people astray by. And what I wish to say before I conclude the first half of this khutbah is we as believers, نَحْنُ كَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, we as believers must adjust our lives according to Islam and never try to adjust Islam according to our lives. I repeat on purpose. We as Muslims do not try to adjust Islam according to our lives, but we adjust our lives according to Islam. So for instance, we will never come and say that the fasting is 30 days. I cannot fast 30. I'll fast 3 days. This is a mockery of Allah's religion. We can never come and say that the prayer is 5 times a day. I can only pray 2 or 3. We can never change Islam to fit our lives. We must fit our lives in the perimeters of Al-Islam. And what I wish to remind you today with is that we as Muslims, we firmly believe in the day of resurrection. And we firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us and will take us out of our graves and He will judge each and every one of us. He will judge us one by one. And He will judge in between us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this. And in order to make you fear such a day, I wish to recite to you a verse from Surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O mankind, fear your Lord, be afraid of Allah, and fear also a day. And also fear a day when no father will be able to help his son. And no son will be able to help his father. Verily the promise of Allah is true. So do not let this worldly life deceive you. Do not let this worldly life deceive you, and do not let the chief deceiver, do not let the shaitan deceive you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانٍ فينظر العبد أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. The messenger tells us in an agreed upon hadith, there is none of you who will not be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be no barrier between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will look to your right and you will only see the deeds that you have brought forth for this day, and then you will look to your left and you will only see the deeds that you have brought forth for such a day, and you will look in front of your face and all you will see is the fire. And all you will see is the fire. So escape the fire even if it is by giving half of a date in sadaqah. escape the fire, even if it is by giving half of a date in charity. And the hadith is agreed upon. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. On such a day you will be brought forth to judgment. Not a single deed that you tried to hide from us will be hidden. Nothing you ever did and tried to hide will be hidden. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. On a day when all of your secrets will be shown to everybody. These are the words I wish to leave you by in the first khutbah. And I wish to conclude this first khutbah by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of Al-Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا ربكم إن الله غفور رحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.